T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Back here on Sports Talk, LSU winning their game one against South Carolina last night, 5-1, and some fans will never be happy. The texter here says, nope, still on the Fireman Nary bandwagon. That win didn't do anything for me. That's on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text lines. And now we go to the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, on our Oakland Heart Jeweler talking text lines as well. Bobby, that was a big win last night. We talked about it kind of throughout the week that, you know, Landon Marceau would ultimately have to outpitch the South Carolina stud Thomas Farr, and he did that.
Well, Christian, when you look at it, to only hold him to one run, I think it's a great accomplishment. But I think going forward, that's going to be the expectation that when you go with your stud, well, if you can get that win on Friday, I think you have a great chance to win the series. But you look at LSU and South Carolina, where they rank second and third in the SEC conference in home runs this season, respectively, like 52 and 50 apiece. So the hole in the one run, you know, both offenses obviously has relied on the long ball, and you know, you have ducks in the pond, you got to knock the batters in. But you know, did this work out, Chris? Because I was driving up to North Louisiana. Did the wind hold any balls in the park? Because I know Coach Mineri was saying the forecast predicted the wind to blow in at Alex Box Stadium, and you know, even for the whole weekend.
Well, LSU hit two home runs.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. You would think it'd be unfavorable for home runs, but if they hit two home runs, so I guess, you know, it depends the ball location, where you're pitching it, you know, if you can get those ground outs, or you know, not being able to let South Carolina launch it, because that's going to be the key to second and third game. You can't get in, like, a shootout. I mean, I think if LSU somehow, you know, whether it's relief pitching or whatever, they can get at least four or five or six runs, they should be able to win. And I think the team that's going to be able to manufacture the most runs during the series is going to end up winning.
Bobby, this number really jumps out at me. South Carolina hitters struck out 16 times. You know how many LSU struck out? How many times they struck out?
16 times in one game last night?
Yes. South Carolina had 16 strikeouts. Guess how many LSU had?
Well, I would say, the top of my head, what they've done in the past, maybe half of that, at least
six.
Eight.
Six.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yes, yes. And yeah, considering, because, you know, I wouldn't have been surprised if, the way the season was going, that both South Carolina and LSU would have double-digit strikeouts in a particular game. So, no, that's an impressive win. You know, people don't appreciate South Carolina is the fifth-ranked team in the country. You know, so what you want to do, you just have to win series. Now, ultimately, you want sweeps, but well, you could just go forward and win two out of three. And when you have a chance to win, and I'm still concerned with the relief pitching and what's going to come about, and only holding South Carolina to one run, I think that's outstanding. But looking at game two and three, I think that's going to be a key where you have an opportunity to win, or you can't afford to give up those 8-9 run innings. You know, when you had a chance to sweep Kentucky and you weren't able to do it, to me, it was all about the pitching on the back end, and hopefully that'll come through as the season progresses.
South Carolina was 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position. 1-for-9. And look, Bobby, LSU right now, remember against Vanderbilt, Mississippi State, Tennessee to a degree, but more so in that state series and that Vanderbilt series, they looked overwhelmed. In the last three out of the last four SEC games, LSU has looked like they're certainly improving. You can make that case.
Right, right. They didn't look overwhelmed like against Vanderbilt. Those first two games is like, I don't know, the JV versus the varsity. Right. You know, when you can't get shellacked by, double digit runs. So I'm optimistic. I know that initial game is going to be key no matter who they're playing in any series going forward. If they can get a win, I think then they have a great opportunity, whether it's a Thursday night start or Friday night, to win those next two, whether it's Saturday or Sunday, and being able to at least win a series, if not sweep. And obviously, you don't want to get swept, but I think it all is going to start with this team. It seems like if they can get that first win under their belts, I think they have a great opportunity to win a series.
And look, LSU left seven runners on base. They could have scored more. They could have had more. And, look, I think a big part of this, if this is maybe a bit of a turnaround or a turning point for LSU, look no further than Cade Beloso. That was the bat that we all talked about, or at least I talked about, would be huge for them and had to get going. And he struggled early on, but here as of late, he's gotten hot. That's an important bat to watch.
Well, you look even Major League Baseball, you look all the number of games they play, even great hitters, they might have a run or go and get in a slump. But if you have that ability, you don't stay in that slump. You know, and then now is as good a time as any. In the meat of the SEC schedule, you need to finish strong. You kind of dug yourself a hole. So hopefully the guys you're going to count on to hit the ball and the top pitchers are going to come through, because that's how LSU is going to get back into this. And, you know, we all expect that, because high expectations, that they're going to make the postseason, but you got to go out and win the games, and hopefully that's the case.
Bobby, another part of this is, as you look at the win total, start to climb a little bit for LSU. I know they've got a long way to go. They're 4-9 in the SEC. But if they can scratch out 12 or 13 wins, in particular, now they have a win against a top five ranked team. If you look at the Vanderbilt, Tennessee, Mississippi State, all ranked, and then they beat Kentucky in a series, their RPI is going to ultimately be the difference of what gets them into the tournament. Even if they only have 13 wins, and say they go to the SEC tournament and maybe win a game or two there, I think they're, in essence, a lock to make the postseason. Not host a regional, not host a super regional,
right,
but to qualify.
Yeah, well, the strength of the conference stands to reason that, when you playing in the postseason and whether they're going to put you in or not, they take into consideration top to bottom how good the SEC is. So all LSU, they can, I think Coach Minardi said this, you don't have to look ahead. And, it's like a cliche, one game at a time, but it truly is. You can't do anything after the South Carolina series. What are you going to do forward? But what you could do right now, win a series, win two out of three. Like you said, you look at South Carolina ranked fifth right now. That's a great opportunity for them because strength of schedule and all that comes in about. And it seems like strength of schedule is always involved when you're playing that SEC schedule. So I think it bodes well for them going forward. And, but somehow you got to get that second win. You know, you obviously want to sweep people, like I said earlier, but no, you can just win a series. I think that speaks volumes and how the committee looks at that when you're involved in the postseason. And, Christian, I wanted to bring this up to you on Wednesday. I didn't realize, I guess we are getting older. You know how old Pete Rose turned on Wednesday?
No.
80 years old.
No way.
Pete Rose is 80 years old.
Charlie Hustle is 80 years old.
Charlie, I don't know if he's anymore than 80 years old, but yeah, he just turned 80 years old. I was like, whoa. And that'll be interesting to see if he even ends up, what happened, his involvement with gambling and all that in the Hall of Fame. Because he might be one of those that maybe might not be alive. I think eventually he will be a Hall of Famer, forgive and forget, long term.
Huh. But don't get me started on this. Don't get me started on this with Pete Rose not being a Hall of Fame.
80 years old. I was like, what? I thought he's probably, 72, 73 or something. 80 years old.
You can't tell the story of Major League Baseball without Pete Rose. He's the all-time hits king. I understand he gambled on the sport, all right, but in a very forgiving society that we usually have in this country, that's a guy that hasn't been forgiven by a Major League Baseball, and it's long overdue as far as I'm concerned. It's long overdue.
Yeah, and you know, now with people involved with gambling now across sports, yeah. Do you think, you know, people's mindsets change? And my understanding, Chris, you can correct me if I'm wrong, I think even when he was betting, he wasn't, like, betting his team to lose. He was betting on his team to win.
Yeah, that, you know, that's never been proven either way.
Okay, like, I got you.
He's never – one of the biggest reasons why that Major League Baseball won't let him back in the game and lift his lifetime ban is because he won't say either way if he bet on his team either way, whether to win or lose.
Oh, I got
so,
you. Okay.
But it's just he admitted to betting on other games, you know, on other teams, right?
Right,
man,
right.
Look, you're going to get me – I mean, I will go on a rant for about 40 minutes if you get me talking about Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. It's long overdue, like I said, and happy 80th birthday to the all-time hits king, and what a ball player he was, and the big red machine, him, Joe Morgan, and others, man, that was Johnny Bench,
yeah.
There were a ton of great ball players on that Reds team. I'm just gonna keep my mouth shut on that and get back to LSU baseball, Bobby, just because I'll end up you won't get a word in edgewise.
I wanted to bring that up on Wednesday, simply because I didn't realize he was that old. So So happy birthday to him. But
indeed.
But Christian, it's you know, high expectations for LSU. You're not going to please everyone. And, you know, they got humbled by Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt's going to humble a lot of people. But you know what's crazy to show you how tough the SEC is? Who's Vanderbilt playing this weekend? Because I think last week the Georgia Bulldogs beat him in the series.
Yep, they did.
I don't know. Like Coach Benner even says, you got to come to play every week because everyone – has talented players, and a coach could put a player in the right position. Now they got to go out there and perform, whether you're pitching or hitting. So, but you know, that comes into territory when you are, you know, the coach. And I think Coach Benner accepts that.
Bobby, you're up at your, I think, lake house, right? So, how many times have you played electric football? Tell the truth. While you've been up there.
No, I'm actually, you know what I had set up? Because I always change up. I have like 8-10 different teams. I have all teams just because I like the concept. I had the Colts playing the Vikings on. I don't know why. It's just, it was old school. This is like back Johnny United States Colts, not the Indianapolis Colts. And and going back to the Vikings with Joe Capp. This is like Joe Capp, Fran Tarkenton, that transition. So, I was getting that all together. And, you know, making sure in the transition with the Lake House that I still have that. Because, to me, that is legendary. You know how we're all into gaming now, you know, the young kids, the millennials and all. Electric football, I mean, just the noise of that and the feel of that you can't get more old school than that.
You're right about that.
So, Christian, what was – can you think of me? I think it's Mark can help you out with this. It starts with a T. I was actually on this game, the first Techno Bowl. Super Techno Bowl.
Yeah, Techno Bowl. You know, I remember that.
Yeah, so electric football was going to be way before that.
It was. Bobby, have a good weekend, man. Thanks.
All right. Thanks a lot, Christian. Talk to you later, man. Okay.
All
goodbye.
Right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.